Good morning. I'm Kelly. And man, guys, I went to the Renaissance Fair and I could see myself living there.
Yeah. No, this doesn't surprise me at all.
I know. Nobody is shocked by this. It's kind of like a cult, but accepted widely by everyone.
They didn't have to chase you.
I know.
They just put an entry fee in.
I know. And honestly, I got a friend with a free ticket. So it's like getting on a bus with no charge. I just walked right in and I said, okay, here are my people. I found my place. Hmm. And honestly, my biggest regret was not dressing up. I thought for sure, because I got a friend, I talked about this last week, she's throwing her name is Jen, she's throwing a Genizance Festival birthday theme thing for her birthday party this weekend. And so the whole reason I went was to get inspired and to also potentially buy a costume there, like the whole get up, because you can buy them there. And I don't know what I was expecting, but I guess I didn't realize that everything there would be like handmade here in the United States by most of those vendors. So it was like way out of
really expensive.
Range.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I say
for one party.
Right. And I could wear it for like Oktoberfest or something like that if I bought it in green or whatever, because it's all kind of that same get up. And
yeah.
But I realized while I was there, strangely enough, and I think Maitland might be able to relate to this. As a girl, I think I have everything I need in my closet for a Renaissance costume.
Almost certainly.
It's kind of crazy.
My wife always says that's why she's a pirate so often on Halloween, because as a woman, you have almost everything you need.
You can be a pirate.
A witch.
You can be Alexander Hamilton.
Yes.
You can be a medieval lady.
Yes.
Possibly a mermaid.
Yeah.
Depending.
Yeah. Do you have a peasant shirt? Do you have poofy pants?
Yep.
You're on a great start.
Yeah, actually now, we've seen some of your stuff.
Yeah, I can definitely do it. Like what I wore for emo night for Maitland, our tribute to Maitland going to the emo show on Virtual Live at Night. I can like rework that to go from goth to pirate or to winch. And I love
it's a short trip from one to the next.
Yeah, or I could be like a goth fairy. But one thing I didn't realize at the Ren Fair is that a lot of people also take that as an opportunity to dress up in other, like, Comic-Con style stuff.
Wait, really?
Yeah, and it is so badass.
So, like, you're there next to a beer wench and a knight and Pikachu?
Yeah, exactly.
That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't,
some sort
but
of
it
steampunk
does once you're
horse?
There. Yeah, no. It doesn't, but it does. And so you're walking around and you're just seeing all these really creative people kind of finally getting that outlet that they need.
I think it's just a similar vibe, right?
Oh, my God. It's so cool. So I'm telling you, if you've always thought, I kind of want to go to a Renaissance fair, but I don't know what to expect. They really don't give a damn if you dress up or not. But I really felt like I missed out because I didn't end up buying something there. So I got my face painted like a dragon.
Kelly, I have to tell you, the Hot Wings, I'm sure you share this frustration. When we first moved to Omaha, the radio station's owned by a college, and on the campus, they had a Ren Fair that they participated in the revenue, I believe, every year.
I think so, yeah.
And so they demanded we do a remote. The first 3 years we were there, we had to do a remote, which we weren't super excited about as 23-year-olds or whatever. But what made it not fun is they said, well, you can't be there if you're not authentically in costume. So we had to go to a costume shop and get costumes to be peasants to then hold radio equipment, which is also not authentic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But so to hear you say it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
By the way, it didn't matter to anyone else. I don't know why we had to do that. It was so annoying.
No, it didn't matter to anybody.
Because then they stationed us next to a giant checkerboard. Also not authentic to the times of the Renaissance Fair.
Yeah, I think if you're working, and obviously it makes a little more sense if you're there, like, representing the station than I probably would have for that reason. But
it wasn't bad. We were just, you know.
No, it was. Because you were wearing, like, nothing but wool, and it was 1,000 degrees that day.
That wasn't
that
great.
Too. And a lot of people kept saying, oh, the weather's perfect, because it was a little overcast and kind of chilly on that side of the state. Because, yes, also I drove 2 hours to get to the Renaissance Fair and then
Remarkable.
2 hours back home. I know. But next time I'm going to stay with my friend who lives over there, because that place is way too cool to not be drinking and like partying the whole time. Everybody's partying.
Oh, you didn't have any mead?
No, I didn't have any mead. I had a celebratory whiskey lemonade in my 5 hours that I was there. So I felt like if I can grab a little whiskey lemonade and babysit it, I'll be fine. And man, it was so much fun. I got to see jousting. And it was legit. Like, I'm not talking the Cracker Barrel horses where people are running at each other. I'm talking, like, legitimate
Cracker Barrel horses.
Y'all know what I'm talking about?
No.
The Cracker Barrel horses. The ones that are with the horse head on the stick that they sell at Cracker Barrel.
I thought you were confusing it with medieval times.
I don't know what you're talking about. Like, people hitting each other with rocking chairs.
I don't think people would care if medieval times changed their logo.
Honestly, my parents have been taking me to Cracker Barrel and telling me it's medieval times my whole life.
This rocking chair is like a knight.
Yeah. That would be amazing.
I wasn't sure what to expect.
Yeah, the peg game are just little jousts.
Yeah.
Somebody said we need to check local television around that area to see if there's an I Like Turtle style interview with Kelly in her face makeup.
I like dragons. But I did dress Muffin up like a dragon. I brought my dog with me, and she's like a little 14-pound mutt. And I put a little dragon costume on her because I had it from Halloween a year ago. My roommate was like, don't forget the costume. Greatest pull ever.
Yeah.
Her walking around in that dragon costume. I made 1,000 new friends in an hour. Everyone was stopping me. Honestly, that's my only gripe about the whole day, because people were like, she looks so cute. And I'm like, I know, damn it. I should have dressed up, which is why I got my face painted like a dragon so I could match her.
Peer pressure.
Nobody complimented me.
Your dog stole your shine.
So you weren't upset that you got stopped 1,000 times while you were just trying to enjoy yourself. Yeah. It was that you weren't getting enough of the attention.
Yeah, don't compliment her and then not compliment me. Don't ask for her name and not ask for mine. Don't be rude.
Yeah.
But I gave everybody a treat to give her. So it was a fun time.
And now she weighs 20 pounds.
Yeah, exactly. God, we got home. I was like, girl, we need to go for a walk.
Yeah, she looks like she's ready to be roasted on ye old spit.
Mm-hmm. Man, there was so much good fair food, too. Got me a corn dog, first of the season, probably last of the season.
Authentic Ren fair
food. Yes.
Yeah.
It is a corn.
Did you have the
corn
turkey link?
Corn dog season has kicked off.
Well, it's corn dog season year round. But yeah, once the weather starts to get a little cooler, it's always corn dog season. Mm. It's nice, warm, little hot dog in your mouth. I did not get a turkey leg
you specifically said you were going to get a turkey leg.
I did. The line was 1,000 miles long.
Oh, yeah.
At every turkey leg stand, because there's 9,000 turkey leg stands.
Tommy,
everybody wants a turkey
you must
leg.
Be very sad she didn't eat the meats as you were talking about
on
Friday.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's kind of disappointing, but I have great news that I am going to the Renaissance on Saturday.
Yes!
And I will be consuming a great meat.
Yes.
You're going to love it.
You're going to eat the meats.
For the meats you eat.
Yep. The meats.